Hello, and welcome to another episode of May the Power Protect You, the fun, loving, spandex, enthusiastic, multicolor hero podcast, where we talk about what we want because it's our show.
And not yours.
And that's right. With you, as always, is your co-hosts, Kevin and...
Joel!
Yes, and we're so excited to have another episode here. We are on episode 16, which is, oh gosh, it's weird to think that we've done this for like 16 weeks now. Yeah. But, you know, we had quite a bit of stuff to talk about, some stuff that was not in last episode that we need to catch up on. So we're going to do a little time traveling and, you know, we'll just talk about all things Power Rangers in the past week. Of course, to start off, though, as we always want to emphasize and highlight, the May the Power Protect You stands in solidarity with the Black Lives Matter movement. This is still happening, people. Like, there are still protests happening, and, you know, we are really wanting to highlight that because police brutality, the unfair and mistreatment of Black people is just, it's not okay. It's been happening for so long, and it needs to end. You know, people say all lives matter, but all lives matter are not going to matter until Black lives matter. So we always want to point out and highlight to provide support and do whatever you can. It does not have to be anything major. We can all be heroes, whether it's donating money, protesting, raising awareness, or even something as simple as watching a YouTube video that makes money to go to bailout funds. We always want to highlight, of course, the resource we've been using, which is blacklivesmatters.carrd.co. This page will give you a ton of information to help you get started, not only on how to get involved, but also how to educate yourself as well. We know that there's been a lot going on in the world, but this is really, we have to keep this going. We have to keep the momentum going because, again, Black Lives Matter. And, you know, it's important. So please make sure that you do whatever you can. It does not have to be something major. It can be even little things that can help make a avalanche out of a tiny snowflake. So make sure to check it out. And we always encourage you to check it out and do what you can, because again, all lives will not matter until Black lives matter.
Exactly.
So, All right. So we're going to thumb back through time for a little bit, because in our last episode, we were getting so excited for for the aftermath of Power Ranger Day and everything that we forgot to talk about the latest issue of Mighty Morphin Power Rangers. So a little ironic there. But we had Mighty Morphin Power Rangers issue number 53, which really was the debut issue of the Dark Rangers fighting against our Power Rangers in Angel Grove. And so it was a very Angel Grove centric issue, I would say, compared to where we've been getting a little bit of a divided split between the original trio out in space and our current team in Angel Grove. So Joel, what'd you think of number 53?
I really liked this issue. What this one kind of does is it's setting up kind of what the Mighty Morphin Power Ranger kind of threat is right now. Because we got in issue 52 kind of what the Omega Rangers are facing. And I'm assuming we're going to jump back to the Omega Rangers in issue 54. It is interesting that we're kind of having this last arc before this everything wraps up in issue 55. So it's a little like, wow, this is a lot to have happen in such a short amount of time. But that being said, I do think this issue does a really great job as far as character. As always, Ryan Perrin as the writer, he really does a great job of just in even little dialogue being able to characterize and like really make these characters feel alive. And that goes for both the Rangers and, you know, the villains. So I think that was kind of a really big triumph of this issue. I think one of my favorites is like kind of the back and forth between Kimberly and Aisha while they're fighting Goldar. And Kim's like, oh, you've been practicing your banter. And Aisha's like, you noticed. And I'm just like, that's...
Yeah.
It's very good. Very good. And then I really do want to... I want to highlight Moises Hidalgo as the artist. I think...
Yes.
His style is different than I think anything we've had. But it's also very similar. I think it kind of reminds me of like a weird amalgamation of everything we've seen before. And I was thinking about it, and the way he frames like action in this is kind of, I would say, like whereas like Daniele in like Shattered Grid and Necessary Evil is like very much like an HD camera moving through ballet. Like all of the fighting is very elegant, and, you know, Ranger's Leap and very cool. Moises's art is, it feels like a steady cam, like someone has like a camera and they're just running by the Rangers. That's kind of how it feels, but like not in like a confusing way, but it's just the way the art feels and the way hits happen. Just very, very cool. But yeah, I think, and I liked kind of how this issue structured. Once the Dark Rangers had like morph and are on the attack, we get kind of like one Ranger fight of. It's kind of a pairing off of the Rangers, and we get each one gets a page dedicated to it as they're fighting. And it highlights not only the Ranger character but the Dark Ranger as well that they're fighting, and it just was very good. What I think as well, like one of my favorite bits in the fight, including the banter, is I think Adam fighting Babu. Because it's like Babu is like crawling up a building and Adam's running from him like, oh god, it's a spider. He's like, it's not a spider, it's not a spider. It's very, very good. Like it's a very good character move, but also like a really cool action moment that we would have never gotten in the show. It's just like very awesome. I guess, what did you think of the Dark Rangers?
Yeah. So I think for me, I really enjoyed the character interactions just because it, like you said, Ryan does a really good job of like bringing these characters to life and like giving them some dimensions that the TV show may not have always given them. I think for me, what I've really enjoyed seeing in not only this arc, but also in Necessary Evil was seeing Squat, Babu, Fenster, and Goldar and their interactions, still fleshing their characters out, because, you know, in season two, Fenster was basically non-existent until Rita came back. And Squat and Babu, they stood behind the little lens, and they weren't really in it much at all either. So to see Zed using them and to see them getting their character moments was really cool. Like Squat, when he was fighting Billy, was probably my favorite page. just because of like him bouncing around, and he was just like, wait, I won? That's never happened before. Like it was a really fun moment, and like it also showed and highlighted how each of them would take, if you gave them Ranger powers, how that would go. And like Squats was very in character. Babu was very much like, because Babu always had a little bit of an evil side to him, you know, but he was always never able to really be menacing, and so he now has the ability to do so. I liked how Fenster was like, you know, normally I create, but that also means that I have some tricks of my own, like he knows what to do with his hands. But I think, too, the pairing of each Ranger was also really nice. I think for the Stone Canyon trio, it was nice to see, like, Rocky and Aisha, especially, like, having those moments of confidence and being like, oh, yeah, I know what I'm doing now. Like, I can totally do this. But then also still being Rocky, especially being new enough to be like, wait, I have to call it? And Billy was like, yes, you're red. Adam, I think, is an interesting one right now, because I think they're definitely planting some seeds for him to grow in his confidence. Because in the issue before, he was talking about, you know, like he was learning from Violet what she thinks about the Rangers and how she actually doesn't like them. While in this issue, Adam's still showing those bits of confidence that he's not hit the confidence that Aisha and Rocky have hit yet necessarily. He feels confident in himself, I feel like, but he's still a little unsure of himself. And so I think that Adam is actually going to get a chance to really shine in the coming issues, whether it's in this series or in the new reboot series.
Yeah.
I liked it. What'd you think of the Rita Tommy fight?
I was just about to kind of segue to us to that. I liked, again, it's that thing with that Ryan's able to do with dialogue of, even when characters are fighting, there is this like, it's moving kind of each, even like in a character discussion. Cause so like this Rita, we find out in this issue is not Rita Repulsa as we know her, but a putty that Fenster has made, and turned into a Rita clone. And so she she is aware that she is not the actual Rita. And she, like, in this discussion with Tommy, Tommy's like, well, we're just going to kick your butt. And she's like, see, you're so young and like impatient and you think you know everything and you know, you're cocky from winning, but you know, you will lose this time. Can we talk about when Tommy stabs her? Like, that it's not especially graphic, but like it's just kind of amazing in a Power Ranger to see like a putty Rita holding her hand up and looking through the gash in it as it's starting to reform. It's like, that is gruesome, but also awesome.
I definitely think that Ryan, I feel like he definitely writes for his artists.
Oh, yeah.
So I do think for I think Moises probably had a lot of fun doing that. So I think he definitely enjoyed that a lot.
So before we like transition off, I do kind of want to go back to something that happens at the beginning of the issue that we kind of glossed over in the talking about the Dark Rangers. We found out what Billy was doing with Grace. So they have managed to repower the green power coin and utilizing the green psycho dagger from the 1969 issue that Grace has had pretty much all this time. And then there becomes a discussion of what to do now. Billy, of course, you know, being the good kid he is, like, we're gonna go tell Zordon. And Grace is like, about that. We probably shouldn't do that. And I'm curious, what did you think of that interaction?
I think it definitely it showcases and highlights. For one, it shows that Billy is a genius, of course. Like Billy, if anybody was going to be able to get the green power coin repowered with the right resources, it would be Billy. And so, and I mean, Grace even gives him all the credit. She's like, "I helped. You're the one that figured it out. Like, I'm going to fire all my scientists and just hire you." I think, but I think it was really good because it also highlighted Billy's naivete in a bit, like to think that Grace would just hand him the power coin and let him have it. Because Grace is very much. She is very much the Amanda Waller of the Power Rangers universe right now, I feel like. Like she is very much like she has plans, she knows what she wants to do, and she is going to get her way. And so I think it's really interesting to see because of course we've known this whole time that she's never trusted Zordon, not since naturally losing people that were her teammates, even though she didn't know them that well. Like Zordon's rush to try and keep Rita from coming out, like that's what killed the Rangers in the past. And I do think that, you know, it does highlight and it's very in character for her to be like, no, like I don't care if you help me, like I'm the one that helped make this happen, so I have a say. Like she's not gonna back down.
But that being said, let's talk about how she like so in this conversation, Grace is like, well, we should choose the ranger. And she like gives a list and she's like, here's a bunch of Promethea employees and people I'm keeping an eye on. And Billy's like, that feels a little weird. And Grace is like, well, how about Draken? And I'm just like, no, Grace, bad Grace.
Well, and I think it was interesting too because she was like, I've had conversations a lot more complicated than you think. And I'm like, I would like to see what those were.
Well, and it just like I'm so it for me, I felt a little like out of left field for Grace to be the one to suggest this because I feel like she would understand the threat he presents.
Right, but she also mentioned she has fail safes in mind.
It's
So
just.
I'm, yeah, because I'm assuming, I think that's going to be a hint of what's to come because I do think we're going to hit a moment where we have this Green Ranger, they're working with the Rangers, and then if they do something she doesn't like, she will depower them in an instant. Like, I have a feeling that she, I know Grace, I mean, we all know her. I have a feeling that she's got a failsafe in mind that can strip the powers away in an instant if she needs it.
Yeah, I just like I keep. I'm hoping this is maybe a little bit of a red herring, and that Draken isn't the obvious choice that they're making. Because I'm still
I
holding
don't
out
think he
hope.
is.
I'm holding out hope that it's Matt and that we
Yeah,
get
same.
him. I'm holding out, just like come on, we're right here. Just give it to him. Let him be a ranger.
Well, narratively, yeah, it makes sense. I'm still pretty strong in the belief that Draken is supposed to be, like you said, a red herring, and because, but I do think the way, I have a feeling the way things are going to work is when we get ready for the Omega Rangers to come back to Earth, they're going to ask Zordon for help. He's going to be like, "No, we have to do this," and then Grace is going to be the person that sets them off on their journey, and then Grace will kind of, I could see Grace acting as like a mentor to them.
Yeah, it'd also be like, hey,
Because,
you should take Draken with you. He might be helpful.
yeah, so I think that's what'll be what happens. Because we know Draken's going to be with the Omega Rangers, so and Draken Green a Green Ranger's not on their covers, so we're assuming it's safe. But the thing I thought was interesting too was the fact that Grace is definitely aligning herself as the human version of Zordon. If you've noticed, the fact that she was like, "I have these people I'm keeping an eye on," like I would not be surprised if we eventually see her rise up with her own team of Rangers, especially now that Billy has helped, she has helped Billy repower her power coin. I would not be surprised to see her create a team of Power Rangers.
Yeah, I could see that being something they could do like later on down the road. Yeah, that would be interesting.
And how, how cool would it be if she picked like a pre-G Rangers?
Yeah, I
If
mean,
we got like Jetman.
well, and also like, there's a whole thing of like, she technically is the one that is creating Terra Venture because Promethea's labs are Terra Venture. So I mean, I think there's a lot you could do with her character to kind of filter things down. I could even see you doing things where you tie her maybe to like Lightspeed Rescue because we know that has to be in development right now.
Oh yeah, it has to be.
There's different things like that they could do with her that would be really interesting that could expand the universe out a bit. So yeah, but before we jump off this issue, I guess let's talk about that last page reveal with the Terror Swords. So we knew this was coming, right? Because of the unfortunately solicitations spoil everything, but we knew this
Well,
was
yeah.
coming. But yeah, so we got a good look at them, and they're kind of terrifying. I'm excited to see what these are gonna do.
Well, they are called Terrazords.
Yes, this is true. Yeah, but also, I mean, like, it's just I do like the fact that there's kind of almost they mirror the Thunder Swords a little bit, but also
A
don't.
little bit,
Yeah.
yeah. Yeah, I definitely it looks like Rita's is a dragon.
Yeah.
And then but it was interesting too because if you look at the panels with Rita's transformation, it almost looked like an octopus or Cthulhu type thing with the tendrils.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I definitely think that I forget which color it was, but there was a centaur. I saw a
It
centaur.
was blue, so that's
So
squads.
plot. Yeah, and then Goldar and Finster have flying creatures, which I think Goldar's is it's a manticore, like which is what Goldar is based off of.
Yeah.
And yeah, so I think it's going to be interesting to see the Zords fight against the Rangers. Given the track that we're on, I would not be surprised if we have a flute play a very familiar tune, and that's how the Rangers get saved.
Yeah, well, and like, so it's interesting too, because like, at least in the comics, Lord Zedd is down there in that fight right now, because there's that whole scene where he's like, "I brought the Green Chaos Crystal closer to y'all. It should power you up, and here's swords for y'all." So, I'm curious how he will play also in the final battle. But speaking of that, looking forward to the comics. The next comic to come out for Power Rangers is going to be Draken New Dawn number 2, which will come out on the 23rd of this month. And then Mighty Morphin Power Rangers number 54 will be out on September 30th. So we're inching ever closer to the relaunch, so that'll be exciting.
Yes, and as always, make sure to check in with your local comic shop to get any
Yes.
pulls pulled because I have a feeling that we are going to see 50. I think 55 is going to be a very hot selling issue because of the debut of the new Green Ranger. And I do think, of course, the number ones for Mighty Morphin and for Power Rangers number one, they're going to sell out pretty quickly. So I
For
know I think
sure.
most com yeah I think most comic shops are able to pre-order Mighty Morphin and Power now it's near the end of the month. So please check your local comic shop, support them.
Yep,
Pick up a
start a pull
copy of Heroes of the
list.
Grid. Pick up a copy of Heroes of the Grid while you're at
Yeah,
it.
because that's going to be important too in a little bit.
Yes, it will. So yeah, it's exciting stuff. I'm really excited to see what happens. And I'm happy to see the comic thriving. And here we are 5 years later, it feels. I think, yeah, like
At
it's.
almost 55 issues, which is insane for like a
Oh
modern
yeah.
comic.
Yeah, it doesn't happen very often. So, but I think one thing that, and I remember when the comic got announced, I was so excited about, and this is just a quick divergence. Like, if any property could work in a drawn form, it's Power Rangers. And I think the comic has proved that the comic book is able to tell stories that live action can't always tell. Whether it's constraints from the Sentai footage, constraints from actually filming things. So I think that's why I love the comic. It's fantastic. All right. So moving on, we had a bit of a surprise announcement that came in. Of course, with COVID-19, we haven't had many conventions happening, if any at all. There are still some happening with like extreme social distancing in place. But Hasbro actually came out and announced the first ever Hasbro PulseCon, which will be happening on September 25th and 26th. They have promised multiple news and information and reveals for their brands. So Power Rangers, Transformers, My Little Pony, which is a really, they put out posters for it, and it's really cool when you think about it, just to see like these are like major brands that are up there with Power Rangers, and to see Power Rangers up there on this wall with like Optimus Prime and, with Marvel Legends, Star Wars. So it's a really cool, it really makes you realize like just kind of how cool it was that Hasbro picked up the brand, because now it's kind of getting elevated with these other brands. But yeah, so thinking of the PulseCon, like what was your initial reaction? What do you expect? Like, what do you think you will see?
So obviously, there was a lot of disappointment with Power Ranger Day that we didn't get like a Dino Fury cast reveal. When they announced this, I was like, oh, this is probably why. What I'm imagining is this is probably going to be similar to like what we got at Toy Fair last, or was it last year or the year before? I mean, it was whenever they first took over the Power Rangers brand, and they did a like, this is our plan for Power Rangers, and kind of explained, like diversity is important. We have the comic books, we have yada yada yada. I'm willing to bet that's going to be kind of what we see. We'll probably get a cast reveal, maybe like you and I talked about with Power Rangers Day. We kind of anticipated them like at least giving us like kind of a paragraph summary of what the potential for Dino Fury could be. So I'm sure we'll get teases of that. As far as like toy reveals, I don't really know what more we could get unless it's something that's just super out of left field. But I just, again, like you said, COVID-19 is kind of the reason why I think this is happening. Because
Agreed.
I think this is kind of an amalgamation of what they would have announced if San Diego Comic-Con and New York Comic-Con were still a thing this year. But since those are gone away, this is why we're getting a virtual convention. But what about, well, like, is there anything you expect from this one, Kevin? Like, is there anything you're looking forward to?
So I definitely agree with you. I think we might get something on Dino Fury. I'm not sure what, because again, COVID-19, it is resurging in other countries, and I think it's going to be a concern. So even though I think we're on track for Dino Fury production, it could be possible that they are still shooting like preliminary photos, like cast photos, and like getting that, the promotional stuff done before they start filming. It would be nice to get a Dino Fury reveal for the cast, but I think one thing that we have to remember is that Saban and Hasbro are very much running things differently, which isn't a bad thing. But so we don't always have, and especially with COVID-19, we don't have the patterns that we normally have every year for Power Rangers season. So I do think that would be nice. I think we're going to see some of the Christmas toys, like the holiday season. I think this is going to be a good chance for us to see like what those holiday releases are going to be. I would not be surprised if we get a Wave 7 reveal. I'm not expecting it, but I'd be surprised. And then I also believe that we will see some of those leaked 2-packs. I could see that being a reveal as well as probably an announcement of some Hasbro Pulse exclusive items. Because I mean, we could see very well like my dream announcement, and I would love it if it happened, would be a Zoe Roxy 2-pack, based off of their fight in the bicycle episode. So like, maybe even give Roxy like a tank of Morphex that she can like hold. But that would be like as a Hasbro Pulse exclusive 2-pack. That'd be kind of cool to see. So and it would help finish out Beast Morphers and go from there. But yeah, otherwise I'm gonna keep my hopes kind of minimal. Just because I know like with COVID-19, and this is across like multiple franchises, multiple product lines, like not just Power Rangers, but like Nintendo and like other companies, people have to realize that COVID-19 severely halted and disrupted production methods as they normally would. Factories closed, teams are working from home. So, the normal output we would have isn't necessarily there right now. And I think we just have to remember that and keep that in mind. So yeah, I'm going to be looking forward to being surprised by whatever gets revealed. I would love to take that Friday off, the 25th, but I have to work. I have an important event that day. I was looking at it, I was like, do that. So I'll be watching from the sidelines mostly on Friday, and then Saturday I'll be keeping an eye out on things.
Yeah, definitely, definitely.
So speaking of the toys and lightning, We've had a little bit of small bits of news this week. Of course, with Hasbro PulseCon being revealed, Dragon Evo 3, which was a convention exclusive, has revealed to be the this convention's exclusive to be ordered on Pulse.
Yes.
So we kind of talked about it, and we kind of figured like this was going to be a San Diego Comic-Con exclusive, and then they just moved it over to be for Pulse only. So fans in the US that are wanting to get that's a great opportunity to do so. I know he's out in the UK already, like fans can get them over there. So I'm going to try and get a pre-order in for it. We'll see if I have any luck.
Yeah, I mean, it should be fine. We just don't know what the kind of clamor for this is gonna be, 'cause I feel like I just I it's hard to know with Hasbro Pulse, like how like what it's gonna be like. 'Cause I mean, I think like remember with Jason and like the Gold and Red Ranger pack, how like there was this weird scramble and then like they ended up doing like subsequent releases of it. So like I if you do end up missing out, like I wouldn't be like heartbroken and crushed, because I'm willing to bet there's going to be another wave released, or they'll, put more online like they've done before. So I don't know. I just caution people.
Yeah, it's not gonna be do or die. I do think we'll see some pick them up, but that doesn't necessarily mean that there won't be enough for everybody. So, and I think too, I feel like Hasbro Pulse has a really good system in place where it won't allow for scalping and bots. So I think we'll be okay. And then of course, as the latest update in the dramatic story that is the Dino Thunder white figure, as you all know, we've had the showing up in Walgreens across the country. It's showed up in the UK, it showed up in Canada, and it's shown up without the black outline on the helmet, which is a pretty major issue for the paint job. Like, you're missing a core part of the helmet. And so fans have been contacting Hasbro customer support, and so we've finally gotten some information updates that Hasbro has acknowledged to those that are contacting them that like this was not meant to be the standard. This was not meant to be what happened, and that it was in fact a production issue that they couldn't fix. And so luckily it seems like they are going to be doing a reprint of the figure that will correct outline for future reprints, but also they are going to be sending out replacement helmets to those that request them. If they provide a picture of the figure they bought along with their information, they will provide a replacement helmet. So yeah, what do you think, Joel?
I mean, I'm glad they're kind of acknowledging it, because I think this of like of all the quality issues that have kind of plagued the Lightning Collection line, this one is the most egregious. Like, it is the one that is
It is,
like
yeah.
the worst. It's like, come on, guys, like you literally have a model on the back of the box of the figure that shows it with the correct outline. So I'm glad they're acknowledging it. I'm glad they're kind of giving ways that you can get a replacement on. That being said, if you chose to buy them and you chose to get the one without the outline and you had to pay another means, you cannot be mad at Hasbro for that. You chose to do that.
Well,
Like
and I
that.
think too.
Like, I just, I've seen a couple posts online of people being like, I spent $40 on this one figure. And it's like, no one told you to do that. Like, you made a choice. Like, there was not like a Power Rangers, like, you didn't get a, like, beeper on your morpher to tell you to go to like Walgreens and buy that, command you to do so. So like I just like for people who are concerned about this and don't want to paint their own figure, don't go and buy that a first wave, because apparently we will get a corrected one, so just wait for that one. Don't
Or
give
if
it
you do see it and
to
buy
FOMO.
it. Well, or if you do see it and buy it, Hasbro is going to be willing to send you a replacement, which I think that says a lot too, because we are not toy manufacturers, we are not executives, we do not work in the factories, of course. But things like this do happen with toy lines, like misprints happen, accidents happen. And I guarantee that probably what it was that when they manufactured the helmets for this first run, either they didn't have the application on there, or they just something messed up in the machinery and they weren't able to get it done. Because people are doing quality control checks, yes. And if you are working and you don't know what a Power Ranger is, like, or you don't know, like, you're not involved in it, you're not going to know the difference, right? Like, so I do think that it's easy to assume the worst and to think Hasbro doesn't care and that they don't, they were lazy. but all the signs really were pointing, even to the figure on the back of the box having the paint job, it pointed to just a production error. And production errors happen, and that's okay. And yes, this is an egregious one, I'll agree on that. But I'm really happy that Hasbro is like stepping in and saying, you know what, we are sorry. And you know, people that are feeling a little salty, feeling some kind of way, that's valid. But you have to understand, they're going to be shipping out all these helmets. Like, I guarantee they're going to be shipping out literally hundreds and thousands of helmets to people that ask for them. So, and that actually is an extra expense they have to do, because those are going to be helmets they don't want, figures they don't sell. So, I don't know. It's good to see them acknowledging it, and I think it's good to show that like they are able to say, you know what, yep, this one is our bad and we're sorry. So
That being said, does not give you a license as a fan to be a dickhead to a brand or people who work for a brand because you feel a certain kind of
yeah, don't do
way.
that.
That, but that's all I'm gonna
Yeah,
say on
that's
that. That's all we're gonna say.
yes. All right, so speaking of fun announcements, we had some really a treat this week from Renegade Games. We had a week of announcements from Heroes of the Grid, the lovely tabletop board game that allows you to team up with your friends, socially distant, of course, in this day and age, to take down monsters. So we had a lot of reveals this week, so I'm going to run through those, and then we'll kind of talk about our impressions and look at what things look like for the future of Heroes of the Grid, because this will be part of an upcoming pre-order campaign in October. The way they're phrasing it, it sounds like it's pretty similar to the Ranger Ally Pack pre-order campaign from earlier in the year. So it may not be on Kickstarter, but it may be on a different site. So on Monday, we had the announcement that we will be getting a Squat and Babu villain pack. So this will allow Squat and Babu to be fought in the game and give you figures and combat decks for these characters. There will also be a, on Tuesday, it was revealed that we will have a Mighty Morphin Legendary Ranger pack that officially is releasing Rocky, Adam, Aisha, Catherine, and Alpha 5. These characters were originally exclusive to the Kickstarter bundle that was given to backers, as well as those that were able to purchase it through Renegade directly. And additionally, we are going to actually have updated character decks for Rocky, Adam, Aisha, Catherine, and Alpha 5, as well as new sculpts. So similar to when Tommy was released in the Legendary Ranger pack, again, he was also a Kickstarter exclusive. He is getting a new sculpt. They got new sculpts and new abilities, so it's going to be interesting to see that. What is also exciting about this pack is that we are going to officially receive the Thunder Zords as part of the pack, so they will be able to be used with your Heroes of the Grid game, however you see fit. On Wednesday, we had probably what was my favorite, the Legacy of Evil pack, which is going to be the third villain pack expansion for the game. It is going to include some iconic Mighty Morphin Power Ranger monsters, including King Sphinx, Paranta's Head, Terror Toad, and we're going to get two major villains that I don't think any of us expected just yet. The first being Thrax from Operation Overdrive's Once a Ranger crossover, Rita and Zed's very temperamental son. And the Queen of Evil herself, the lovely, the beautiful, and this is not me being biased at all, Divatox. Viva la Diva, baby. I think that one was one that all of the gay Power Ranger fans, we were just like, oh my God, yes, thank you. Thank you, Renegade. Because I don't think we expected Divatox, and we'll talk a little bit more about that in a second. But they also confirmed during this Legacy of Evil pack that they will include updated cards for Pudgy Pig and Rita Repulsa. So that's interesting to see what they're going to do to bring that into play. On Thursday, we got the reveal of a re-release of the Megazord token figure that is actually fully painted. So for fans that maybe aren't the best at painting or they don't want to bother, there is now painted version of the Megazord figure that you can purchase with the game. And then finally on Friday, instead of a product reveal, we got a little bit going to see in the coming month. This includes unboxing live streams of the Rise of the Psycho Ranger expansion on September the 7th, and an unboxing live stream of the Machine Empire pack on September 14th. Additionally, they have revealed that the shipments are going to be arriving in early October, which means that fans that backed Rise of the Psycho Rangers or the Machine Empire pack or both, as me and Joel did, will be arriving hopefully in early October, mid-October. So that's really exciting. And then, of course, the final reveal was that there will be another Renegade Virtual Con, which will happen October the 9th to the 11th. So that's also really exciting that we're getting a second one in such a short time frame.
Exactly.
So
The orders for the new stuff that was announced is in October. I'm willing to bet it coincides with the virtual con of us being able to pre-order.
Yeah.
And before we launch into discussing everything, we are also recording Saturday morning. And I do believe they're supposed to be announcing something else today.
Oh, really? I didn't know. I thought it was just like a weekday announcement. Okay.
No. So I think we're supposed to get one last announcement today. So just kind of keep an eye out. Just wanted to say that up front in case like people are like, well, why didn't you discuss this last thing? It's like, we did not know we were recording this Saturday morning. So we'll see what that is.
And for those of you that for behind a week in advance, because Joel and I, we work full-time jobs. And so it, you know, it makes it hard to edit. So like to do a quick turnaround. So that's why we usually record a week in advance. So, Joel does an amazing job with editing and getting the show together.
Thank you. But
well, you know, you do all the work, but yes, Joel, what did you think? What are your thoughts? Like how did you feel about these announcements this week?
I mean, like, I'm happy with everything. You know, mm-hmm. are there some things that I'm maybe hesitant to pick up? But I mean, so, you know, Squat Mebu, we were aware was coming. We knew about mm-hmm. the Legendary Ranger Pack. We knew the name. We did not know what the contents were. So I think there was kind of a weird mixed reaction from the fan base for Heroes of the Grid mm-hmm. as far as who it was. I'm excited for it. And I know I say, you know, mm-hmm. I feel kind of like a shill being constantly being like, I'm excited for this no matter what. But I think what makes this pack feel less like a double dip is that Rocky, Adam, Aisha, and Kat specifically were not technically their own characters in the Kickstarter release. We were given mm-hmm. alternate character cards with abilities tailored to them, but they would just mm-hmm. play with the like basic character things. What this is now mm-hmm. doing is making them separate characters that you can play with. So if mm-hmm. you so choose, you can play with Kimberly and Kat as like a team, or Aisha and Trini. They will have their own decks and their own character builds. So I'm really excited to see what that looks like. And then obviously mm-hmm. like the thing that is selling this pack is the Thunder Zords. Like if mm-hmm. you want those Thunder Zord cards, you're gonna buy this pack. Mm-hmm. I know you were kind of iffy on this one. Are you still kind of think you're going to hold off on this one, or are you going to grab this one as well?
I definitely think for me, I'm going to hold off on the Mighty Morphin pack. Now, if whatever pre-order exclusive, you have to pre-order everything. Like
You don't. They have already said that.
Good. Ooh, thank God.
they've said that. So long as you pre-order with whatever is out at that time, you will get whatever mm-hmm. the exclusive item is. There was discussion of that once they revealed the painted Megazord, because everyone's like, ooh, I don't know if I'm going to get that. And Terry was what I think it was Terry. Might have been someone else, but there was someone in the comments that was like, no, just so long as you participate in that pre-order, you will get that gift.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think for me, for the Legendary Ranger pack, I think it's something that'll be cool to have. But I do think that I'll probably wait until it goes on sale. That's kind of what I've done with the Tommy pack. I actually have not the Tommy order yet. Mostly because also I don't see my friends right now anyway, and I don't play the game very often, so I can't justify it. So that being said, I'll probably wait to see if maybe like there's a really good Black Friday sale or if there's a really good opportunity there. So I'll probably wait a little bit to get them.
And I think like as well, like this is obviously being done so that it can be sold to like everyone, because this is repackaging the Kickstarter characters but like updating them and making it worthwhile for everyone to purchase. I think, you know, holding off for now is fine. You'll definitely be able to grab it.
But I am excited to see the cards get revealed and see like, okay, how do the new combat decks complement the abilities they have while also highlighting each ranger individually.
And I think like specifically I think this like release is going to be good for Aisha and Kat, because I mm-hmm. think they're the two that kind of were the odd ones out, because mm-hmm. I think Rocky's ability worked well with the Red Ranger deck that existed, and I think Adam's just the same with the Black Ranger deck, but for some mm-hmm. reason like Aisha's ability and Kat's ability did not jive well with those pink and yellow Ranger decks, because like they play like, if you've not played them, like each Ranger has a specific play style and that connects with their ability, and so like trying to swap those out is very hard. So I think having decks that align with their character ability will be so much better. Also, I can't wait to see what art they choose for these guys, because, you know, like, if they might have new art, but they also definitely could be pulling from, like, the Necessary Evil arc, where, like, Rocky, Adam, and Aisha are important, and also just pulling different things for Kat. And I'll be curious, like, what the updates for Alpha 5 are as well. Because I knew you've never played with them, but I've done a game where I was him, and I was kind of like, there's not a lot for me to do. So I'd be curious how they change him and kind of update his character.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I will for sure be getting that, because, like, I don't have a choice. There are Thunder Swords, and, you know, it includes my husband's three favorite characters.
Yeah,
so I'm definitely getting that one. But I mean, I feel like the biggest draw for these announcements so far is that Legacy of Evil pack. That is like such one. It's a crazy assortment of characters, and I think that's kind of like the initial shock was like, wow, that is that is a weird grouping. But I mean, all of them I think make sense.
Yeah,
like King Sphinx is like the first monster. Perontis Head is Lord Zedd's first monster. Terror Toad is, I think, the one that's a little odd man out, but like, if you've seen that episode, like, I definitely, like, that one gave me nightmares as a kid.
Well, I feel like too, Terror, like, the three monsters they chose, they are three of the iconic Power Rangers monsters, like you said. I mean, King Sphinx, he was originally, I think when Saban was pitching the show, he thought King Sphinx was like current villain, and so they marketed him as such.
Yeah, he was on like all of the Power Rangers stuff, like from coloring books to like everything.
I still remember like the coloring books I had as a kid, like he was so prominent in them, and like he got so many figures like right in the beginning. And so and Perontis Head, of course, being Zedd's first monster, that makes thematic sense. And then, of course, I think Terror Toad is one of those iconic monsters that people, because you said it was Nightmare Fuel, like that's what it was. And so I feel like at this point, like season one has all of its most iconic monsters out in the game now, too, like with Terror Toad. Like when I think of season one, those are the monsters that I think about. And so it made sense to me. I think for me, Thrax and Divatox were the biggest surprises.
Yes.
Like, the biggest surprise. Especially because, you know, it's showing, and I think this is what makes me excited, the villain packs are going to not just Mighty Morphin. Like, they're going to start looking at villains outside of that, and they're starting to do that now. I mean, they obviously have with the In Space pack and with the Machine Empire, but, like, they're really going to be going further than the Zordon era, too, potentially. And I think, you know, the thing about Heroes of the Grid is that it's mix and matching and making like combinations possible. So
yeah,
let's have Divatox command a Legion of Putty Patrollers. That would be within her character. Just be like, you're gonna work for me now, go. Like, I'm interested to see what play styles they bring to the combat for the game. I think we talked about this, but some of the theories that have been floating around was, you know, with Perontis Head, like, he's going to probably have a way to access the Zord abilities and exhaust them, like, to take Zord control away from the Rangers. Terror Toad will probably capture Rangers and then add, like, maybe he can absorb their powers and, like, add, like, and play, like, a character card from a player that he's absorbed. I think King Sphinx, I feel like, his whole thing is going to be about, like, movement and like getting Rangers out of battle, like flying, like flapping his wings and making them fly away, like in the TV show.
Oh god, that's right. That could, ooh.
Yeah, kind of like the Tenga ability, where like it can fly to the next location,
but knocking a Ranger out of battle, which could
like
make things
removing, like forcibly removing them from combat, which would be an interesting and powerful ability.
Yeah, that would suck so bad.
Yeah, Thrax, I'm curious to see what he could do, because part of me would wonder if they would keep his strip from the morphing grid. Like, because he had access to the morphing grid in Operation Overdrive, and he was able to strip the Overdrive Rangers of their power. So would they make an attack where, like, if you don't get to it in time, like, you lose all of your energy or even you lose your entire deck?
I
Like,
mean, that wouldn't surprise me because I've lost to Rita because she pretty much took Sean and I's hands completely away. So, like, yeah, there's.
so I can see Thrax kind of card, no pun intended. Divatox, meanwhile, I think we talked about this one too. She is going to definitely have detonators and implosive devices on hand. I could see Divatox being a villain that could, like, attach item monsters, and, like, you have to defeat the monster to destroy the item. I could see that.
Yeah, well, I can also like again like we talked about as well like Turbo Red, his mechanic in Heroes of the Grid is like he's an energy generator, so I could see her having like energy drains to kind of combat him. I could also see her like boosting foot soldiers as well, like having a card that can boost their power or their damage output. So like there's a lot of like play style and a lot you could do with these five characters.
Oh yeah, I agree.
And I think like there, so I mean, kind of one of the like backlashes I think to this set is the fact that like people are complaining that oh we won't get a turbo set or oh this means we'll never get a once a ranger set, and it's like no, what that does is us not having to rely on one of those. Like they could very easily now put out kind of like they did with the Zeo Rangers, put a turbo team out that way, or
I think
create an
that's how it's going to
operate
happen.
or once a ranger pack that way as well. Which I think, and you know, we've also gotten the like Forever Red with Vengix. So like we've gotten some of those getting knocked out. I mean like
And not every, I'm going to say something brave but controversial. Not every team is going to get a full-on expansion like the base game or Shattered Grid or Rise of the Psycho Rangers.
Nor do they
That,
deserve
nor,
it.
yeah, they're just not. We are not going to get a 60 fighting Hydra Hog. Like, we might get an Alien Ranger team pack, and that'd be great. But it's a little unrealistic to think that just because X isn't happening, that X will not happen at all. Like, I guarantee we will get a turbo team set like that. I could almost see it now, like a turbo team set with, if you do a Kickstarter backer, you get like either the core, the original four or the replacement four as like your backup alternate cards. Like, you get Kat and Cassie, Tanya and Aisha, or Tanya and Ashley. What?
I'm sorry. It came over me. I yawned.
Oh, okay. I was like, I got the names wrong. It happens. I'm human. I may be an encyclopedia of Power Ranger knowledge, but I'm human. but, like, it's not gonna happen. Like, I think really these like expansions and these base games, like, they're gonna be reserved for like the iconic, like, major storylines. Like, the Psycho Ranger arc is iconic. It
Huge.
is, yeah, it's so huge. Like, maybe we'll get a Time Force arc based off the End of Time. Like, we could see that, but, like, we're not gonna see a Super Ninja Steel Ninja Master Mode expansion that's like $60.
Yeah, and just like I temper anyone like again like I think with Lightning Collection with this there's a lot of like well when will we get X Ranger, and it's like guys they've pretty much exhausted all of Mighty Morphin, and we're getting a huge like Psycho Ranger pack. Like I'm sure whatever the next one is, it is going to be either another team or some kind of hybrid of multiple teams. So like I just like there's a rush every time with Power Ranger stuff of like, well, when do we get the next thing? And it's like, guys, well, we haven't even like, you know,
We haven't
we're
gotten it
right
yet.
now, yeah, we're talking about like things that are coming that we're gonna pre-order in October that probably won't come out till the beginning of 2021, but we haven't even gotten the Psycho Ranger Kickstarter yet. Like, so like there's this tendency to be like three steps ahead, and it's like, no, guys, like you really need to look at what we haven't even gotten yet. And there's no there there's just there's so much, and like just why be upset like again. But
Like,
yeah, so
it's also like, enjoy what you have in the moment. Sorry, go ahead.
no, you're good, that's right, that's absolutely right, like enjoy it in the moment. Like why are we going to be concerned about something that's coming down the pike?
Yeah,
So
I think I and one last thing to say on it. I do think fans, it's great to get excited, and it's great to, have that excitement. But just because a product is revealed and you've pre-ordered it doesn't mean you have it in hand, cycled out. Like, there is a product release cycle, and you know, the Psycho Ranger expansion is the first major expansion since Shattered Grid, which came out when the game first came out. So it's going to take a little bit of time, because not only are they having to, like, I think what fans also forget is that Jonathan Ying and the Renegade team, they design each Ranger from scratch. They might use components from certain Rangers and give those to Rangers, but Scott and Jonathan have gone on record to say that when a Ranger team is made, they have a centralized theme that makes them different from each Ranger team. So there's a lot of work that gets put into this. It is not as simple as hitting print and copy and pasting like ability. So just wait. Just wait.
Exactly. And the words of Scott Gata, just wait. And so with like Renegade Con coming up, what I think is interesting is, you know, talking about the fact that we're going to be like three steps ahead, I guarantee we start to get teases for wave three.
Yeah.
Because this is still, we're still
Plus,
in wave two. This is still wave
which
two,
is
technically.
insane. Yeah, because wave two, let's see, we've gotten Zeo
Theo.
Rangers, we've gotten Tommy,
Tommy.
Legendary Tommy, Mega Goldar, we've
Allies.
gotten Allies Pack, we've gotten Space Expansion, we got Machine Empire, we've got yeah, they've done a lot.
Yeah,
And it's weird
it.
to think about because it's so spaced out, but yeah, this is wave. You're right. I didn't think.
Yeah, it's so much, and like, and just like you talked about, kind of being able to change out things and move things around. Like Sean and I, with these announcements, have talked about how like, well, we could do a playthrough that's all Rita minions. You know, first round is
Yeah.
Squat and Babu, then the next round is Goldar and Scorpina, and the final one is like Rita and Finster, which might be a really terrible idea if we get certain
Yeah, it is.
cards. Yeah,
And
because.
that's okay.
By the way, guys, Finster sucks in this game. Like, he is horrible. Don't fight Finster. Because you're like,
So when
it's
we
gonna
play,
be easy.
so when we play together, I'm gonna pull the Fenster card. Okay, cool.
No, please, God, don't. God, it's so bad.
Could you imagine playing Fenster and Mastermind mode, though? That would be fun.
Yeah, I'm sure it'd be fun on that end, because God, like, just the thing that happened to us is like we got stuck with like we were already so close to panicking everything, and then Finster created more foot soldiers and just killed us. And it was like, great. But also, like, speaking of like with Thrax, like there's also a thing where you can do like you fight Rito and Master Vile in the first round, then you fight Rita and Zed in the second round, and Thrax is the final boss. Like, there's so many combinations you can do with all of this, and just like it's so, and like, and that's not even getting into like if you're a painter. Like, if you're a painter, there are so many figures now to paint or to, you know, detail out how you want, and like, just like I don't get how you can be upset. Like, this is so cool. We're getting so much, and that's, mind you, this is just Heroes of the Grid. There's technically another game coming that we don't even know what it's going to be.
Yeah, we don't. And I think what I'm the most excited about is to make a Countdown to Destruction scenario where once we get the eventual Astronema, play as the Space Rangers, and then you have to end it by fighting Astronema.
Exactly. And just.
Like, and that could also use like every, oh gosh, I got the scenario planned out now. Like, you use every single location panel in the game.
Yeah, well, and have you seen the most recent one for the scenario that they released? It does it so it does a cool thing where like it turns the panels in a weird way, and each panel it's less like you, it's less playing the game how it normally is. It's actually you treat each area as its own quadrant, and each area has a boss that you move through. So like they're doing cool things on the side as well. If you're not downloading those scenarios, I highly recommend them. They add different play styles, and I mean, to a game that already has like I feel infinite ways to play, this adds more to it. So definitely check those out as well if you're not.
Yeah, agreed. So before we wrap up on our discussion on this, I do want to, with team packs coming, what, like, we obviously we're gonna have team packs coming. What is the team pack you're looking forward to the most? Like, once they eventually make it.
I think so. I mean, they've floated this one around enough times. They talked about Dino Charge. I would, but my thing is, I kind of don't want the main five. I want the other five that come later. I want gold, graphite, aqua, purple, and silver.
I have a feeling that if if a newer team is to get an expansion, I could see Dino Charge. And
Yeah,
then we get like an allies pack with that.
well, because that's one they've mentioned before. They're like, it's 10 Rangers. It's 10 Rangers. They're like, that is so hard. And like, imagine if they did a Dark Ranger play style, and it's,
Oh, I'm sure they
Heckle.
will.
Oh, I'm sure too, because like, come on now, you got that one cover with Heckle on it that is made to be a character card. Like, I would not be surprised. I'd be very happy too, because I want that stupid little minifigure with his gigantic fucking boomerang. Sorry, I cussed. My
Whoops.
bad.
Ay,
Exactly.
ay,
Yeah, but
ay.
I can't. But what about you? Is there a team that you'd want?
So I think there's two that come to mind. I definitely am excited to see the eventual alien. I'm interested because I could see Renegade doing one of two things. I could see them doing the alien, the Shogun Zords of that, so that would be really cool. And then I could also see them. So actually, there's three packs. I'm sorry, I'm going to diverge. I would love to see a Ninja Ranger mode pack where we get like the Ninja Ranger powers, but then they get the Ninja Zords as their Zords. So that's how they release the Season 3 Zords and wrap that up. I could see them doing that, and I could see like that could be a lot of fun, like having like the six Ninja Ranger outfits and like have them doing all of that. The other team I would like to see, I would of course love to see RPM get the Ranger Operators as a team pack, mostly because like they already have their character abilities made with their special powers. Because I could see like Dylan would probably be a really good defensive Ranger. Like I could see him, especially with his invincibility shield, like I could see him playing those and like being a very powerful defender, while Rose could be a very good, what's the actress's name? Sorry, Summer.
Summer.
Yeah, while Summer, I could see her being like very much like a projectile based character with the zip charger and her energy blast. And then Ziggy, meanwhile, I could see Ziggy being like kind of similar to Bulk and Skull, like being like a sillier character, but like he could teleport like from panel to panel, and like they all have the powers built into them, like. And I think it would be interesting to see how that translates from screen to the table. So I think, yeah, so I think see.
All I want though for an RPM pack is I want Flynn to have a card that just says I'm Skultish
Yeah, I think I can see that being an ability that they give. Like,
it.
once, yeah. But I do think that would be an attack that would give him, an explosive energy attack that drains all energy. But yeah, and let's go ahead and talk about the rest of that. I feel like Flynn could have a good like manipulation of time. Like he could have like, pick a card and then like instead of it resolving, like you skip that card and then you'll resolve it at the end of the round. Like I
He's
could see
also
him
got a
like,
blaster, like a gigantic cannon as his weapon, so.
yeah, that'd be fun. And then Scott, I guess, would have like just a burst attack where like he could like. Let's say kind of similar to like access, the power access Zac has. Like when you defeat an enemy, like you use the energy burst and like it damages the people around him. So
Or even stealing like Zeo Blue's thing of like you mark enemies as you play, and then you can just start to like it once you like Zeo Blue is one also like my husband loves Rocky, so he's very happy about this. Like Zeo Blue can be broken if you like if he is allowed to set up, he can just do damage.
See, I still haven't used my Zeo pack.
There is a learning curve to them. But I think they are very good like expansions. Like you talked about with them designing teams around a certain thought process, all of those have a very good design core to them. But yeah, I RPM would be a very good season, I think, to turn
Oh,
into
yeah.
a team. And I can
Yeah, I
even
think
see
it would
that
too.
get I think that could get a really good expansion as well.
Oh God, yeah, imagine like the final Vengix body and like, oh, that'd be a really nice figurine. And then
And
like
Tenaya 7, and I mean the two villains, I think also are very good. The I always think of their Gohan counterparts of the air and earth pollution.
Keaton, that takes me back. Keaton Nadas and Yogostein and
Yeah, I
Gilgamesh, yeah.
just
Sorry, I
Gohan was an experience. I'm just saying, like, to watch that and then go into RPM and people complain about RPM sometimes, and I'm like, no. Watch Gohanger and you'll have such an appreciation for what RPM did with such a bizarre concept.
Yeah, no, like, oh, and it always holds a special place in my heart because Gohan
all the way through, like even the team up movies. Even I think I actually had a really good experience because I watched the 10 Year After movie a few months ago, and like it just it and I mean I watched it 12 years later, but like even that was just a nice experience. So yeah, I think seeing an RPM set would make me like I would instant buy it. I don't care, like I'd find a way.
Yeah, I mean, I think those are two, I think, very good contenders for possibly getting something. I could, like, as much as Operation Overdrive does not have fandom love, I could see that making a very good set with
Oh yeah, it would.
the different villain factions. Like, you could do
Yeah.
so much with those.
Oh yeah, like you could even have villains fighting villains, which would be a really cool mechanic.
Yeah, so I think that would be a good one to kind of play with as well. So I just there's so much you could do with this, and like again, to be mad at them because they like released Diva Talks with a group of villains is like so just pointless. So anyhow, don't be a bad fan,
And I'm
guys.
ex yeah, like, and that's the thing. Like, it doesn't bother me that Diva Talks isn't in like a Turbo Villain expansion because I know we'll get Elgar, Ragnar, Arnatrons probably later on.
Yeah,
And
who was wanting
excited to see.
Porto that bad? Who was wanting Porto? Like, really, calm it down.
Well, if you want Porto, go get a marshmallow and put it on your game board. It's fine.
Yeah.
But like, no, I'm just excited because like. Diva Talks getting some spotlight, I think it's going to be great. I guarantee you that Hillary Turner has seen it by now. If she has not, I hope she has. But like, I guarantee you, she was probably so excited to see Diva Talks get a mini. I bet you she's already like, oh, I'm going to get that just to get the little miniature. Like, and I'm sure she's going to love like going through the character cards and like seeing Diva Talks on the cards. Like, I think that's just going to
Yeah.
be something really fun for her. So, like that's what excites me too. Like, I always get excited whenever we see like. You know, I think of back when like the Boom Studios Con panel happened and like, oh, you okay?
Yeah, no, I just had like a light bulb moment. What if like they give Nemesis abilities to Divatox and Thrax? Because that is a new
Ooh.
mechanic.
That'd be
Sorry,
fun.
not to derail what you were talking
No, you're
about.
good. You're good. Yeah, no, I thought that something happened. Like, do something.
Yeah. Sorry. I just as you were talking about it, just my brain was like, hey,
Yeah,
by
no, that's fine.
the
Yeah, did the cat do something? Yes, she won Tommy.
Yes.
Anyway, that's for the show.
Lucky, lucky her. Lucky her. Anyhow.
But oh man,
Anyway.
that's shade button goes right there.
Here.
Okay, cool. But like, I'm excited. Like, I think one thing that makes me excited and makes me happy, and I think it's the same with like Lightning figures that we're getting that are beyond Mighty Morphin, and also even Mighty Morphin. Like, I think one of the things I'm loving is like. Actors reacting to like their characters still being remembered, like I think of like when Boom had their panel a while back, to Sins of the Future, and Erin Cahill was hosting it, and like she was gushing, she was so excited to see Jen like get this comic book like thing, and like I think it's really nice because it also represents to the actors and the actresses like what you did had an impact, you're not just forgotten 20 years later. So I think. For Hillary, especially for Hillary Shepherd Turner, like you know, she posts on her Twitter page. I recommend following it if you don't. Like she has the Diva Talks mask. Like she will like lip sync to scenes that she did. Like it's like you can tell she loved it. She loved playing Diva Talks, and she loved it. And so I think I'm excited to see for those actors and actresses like getting to see their characters make a comeback and like to exist in a way that they couldn't always. It's just a really nice feeling. So it's a little
Yeah.
gushy, a little emotional, but like it just makes me kind of happy for the actors. And I just, yeah, I'm really happy for them. So.
Yeah, I can't wait. I think so much of what Renegade Game Studios, like in a similar way to what Boom does with the comics, they're doing just such a great job of bringing Power Rangers to board games. And I think, yes, it is a lot to set up, I think, when you want to play, but it is like once you're doing it, once you've got people in, it is such a fun game to play. So if you're looking for a board game to play and you've made it this far through us talking and ranting, like highly recommend picking it up. Support local stores, support Renegade directly if you want to, but definitely pick that up.
Okay, so that's really everything that was revealed this past week. It's definitely been a fun week, I think, especially for Heroes of the Grid, having all these reveals. But as always, we want to thank everybody listening and joining us on this journey. Those of you that have been with us since episode one, we really do, we appreciate it, and thank you so much. And you know, that's really it. We're looking forward to see the future of Power Rangers and what we get next week. And yeah, so as always, you can find us on Twitter at May the Power Pod. And if you ever want to send us some fan mail or suggestions, or if you want to just be like, meh, then you can always email us at maythepowerpod@gmail.com. You can find me on Twitter at BridgeMT3. You can always see some of my lovely crap posts and me fangirling over things. Jill, where can they find you?
You can find me on Twitter and most social media at ThespisPunk.
Yes. And so thank you again for listening, and
May
may
the
the
power
power
protect
protect
you.
you.